I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lord, as we gather tonight, we ask you to provide guidance over us as we debate the city's business with civility and respect. In your name we pray.
Yeah.
And then did the good Lord just strike down one of our names? I mentioned civility on
the
That's because you're pretty. Is that right? Well, our lawyer's here in case something happens to you.
We're with you, Niles.
Call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Here.
Mr. McNaughton?
Here.
Mr. Profato?
Here.
Mr. Cantola?
Here.
Ms. Marquez?
Here.
Ms. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Salido?
Here.
Mr. Marino?
I'm going to need a motion to excuse Dr. Marino.
He is down
in Columbus for work.
Make that motion.
Motion by Mr. Lastic.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Salido. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Reports and...
Minutes.
Minutes. Yes, I have it right in front of me. In front of you, you have a copy of the minutes from our last meeting.
Make a motion to place on file.
Motion by place on file by Marquez, seconded by Smith. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting passed. Also in front of you is a copy of our latest financial reports, revenues and expenses.
Make a motion to place on file.
Okay.
Motion by Marquez, seconded by Lastic. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And also the latest check report by check number.
Make a motion to place on file.
Motion by Marquez. Seconded by Smith. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Reports and communications.
The next one is the Niles water loss for 2019.
Any questions or comments?
Yes, and you guys do have 19s and January of 20. What I had asked our water superintendent and our utility billing manager is to begin tracking this month after month instead of waiting every quarter or 6 months or every year. Track it month by month. Send it to me with our monthly overtime report. So we're going to begin tracking this so we stay on top of it each month. That'll be sent to me if anyone wants those reports. I still need the overtime report. We'll still send you the overtime and the water loss if you do want to see them.
President Marino mentioned maybe electrical loss reports similar to this.
Yeah.
Can we do this one? It should be minimal, I think.
Sure. Well, the only loss is our street light.
Okay.
They're not losses,
but
our usage.
But we can ask the superintendent to see what he thinks about creating a monthly report.
Andy, I appreciate you doing this. Have you conducted any research, or I don't know, would it be of interest to see where these numbers rank over the past 3-5 years, and maybe, I mean, are there national standards that you guys go by of kind of what is acceptable?
National standards, roughly 25% or under, believe it or not.
I believe it.
There are places in Ohio that average 70. You can imagine what their utility bills and stuff are like, losing 70% of your water.
And for those who don't have this in front of you, if that's the average, our average last year was 17.34%, which is... 7.5% under that average.
Despite all the breaks.
Despite all the breaks, which there's an indictment of this nation's infrastructure.
I Council President, just to, I'll need to correct that. The very last line is the fourth quarter from 19.
Oh, okay, 20%
still. 20%, yeah.
Okay, 20.75.
I try to do quarter by quarter because sometimes how billing cycles go, it might, you know, fluctuate a little bit.
Okay. I also mentioned to Andy, too, if we could track them, take a line and put the water breaks, like how many per month or something, and see if that correlates to anything for our losses. I mean, even if it's a percentage, at least we know, we can talk to our residents that, you know, out of that 20%, we know that 17% of it was due to water main breaks, that, and that we know we're having infrastructure issues, but, you know, there is a probably a lot smaller percentage of true water loss versus some of the infrastructure issues that we're seeing.
And that's all documented and tracked. Kevin tracks all that. The hard part about it, at least in my opinion, would be what doesn't rise to the surface, what's broken and
seeps back into the earth.
But as far as all the documentation for the month of January and so on, that's, we have all that for you.
And again, this does not affect anybody's water bill. This is water loss
before it hits the meter.
Ryan, I have a couple of things on this committee report.
Sure.
We met with the park board, and we had our own meeting to follow, and the mayor was in attendance, and there was issues about the restrooms being locked and people being able to get in and out of them. And the park board, we're checking back in 60 days, they're going to, I think they were talking about trying to find somebody or do having a cycle of rotation where somebody will go by and unlock the restrooms at 8 in the morning and potentially lock them up at 8 at night. They were looking at different avenues. That's correct, right? We talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that'll resolve that. Don't know who it's going to be, what the plan will be, but we're going to check back in 60 days on that about locking and unlocking them every day. And then we're researching the idea of a restroom for the first time, maybe a dry one or something. That's early stages of Murphy Park, not Murphy, Kennedy. The last thing, the issue of the prison, since then that's all been pretty much resolved as far as the inmate workers go. Agreement with the Department of Rehab and Corrections is in place now, as well as with the city workers, and it looks like that's non-contentious as well now, I think.
Correct.
Did I miss anything on that?
I know, it's in the meeting. It's something that happens.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about that meeting.
Oh, that meeting, yeah.
That pretty much cover it? The only thing I think they haven't said, I think they're going to reserve that right, the scheduling. I think if you were not going to go with the schedule, you're going to do a case by. Is there anything you want to add on that? Or?
No, that's pretty much it. Met with, again, the committee, met with the union, met with the prison representatives, and everything's good to go.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Any other reports of communication?
No.
If you'd like to address Niles City Council, now is the time. You'll have 5 minutes. We ask you to step up front to the podium. Please give your name and your address, and speak up a little bit kindly so we can hear you.
D7611 Warren Avenue. My question is, when that survey came out for closing of the swimming pool, that we were going to open up the swimming pool, I want to know where that survey came from and why didn't the residents get that survey?
Is that the regional chamber? Is that the survey you're talking about?
That was put together at the request of the park board by the regional chamber. I know it was circulated online. I personally circulated it online. It was on the city website and for users to participate. And I believe there were paper copies as well. Wellness Center, Scope Center, I think library, there were paper copies.
There was? I was told it was went through the school system. And if you ain't got kids in school, how are you going to get the survey?
I think it did go through the school.
Okay. Next question is, I'm on social media, but there's a site on there. It's I Am So Niles. And I remember two ladies went out and worked their rear ends off to get a grant to open up that swimming pool. But now we're not opening up the swimming pool. I seen in the newspaper this past weekend that the swimming pool is going to be tore down, and so is the pool shed. So pickleball can go in there. But if you go on a site that's called I Am So Niles, there's 102 comments that people want the pool in the city of Niles. Has anybody ever looked into it? We had a grant and all the literature that it wasn't going to cost us that much to open up the pool. Nobody wants to play pickleball. I got a 16-year-old grandson. He don't want to play pickleball. I got an 18-year-old granddaughter. She don't want to play pickleball. I mean, what else is there to do in these parks?
Mr. Burke is not here. I can't speak to the social media site. I admittedly don't follow the Niles social media sites.
It's a good site because they advertise a lot about the city of Niles. And they advertise the car shows. He advertises the Harry Stevens. That one is a good site to be on. But when you get 102 people asking why didn't the pool and where did these surveys go, well, then I was told that it went through the schools. Well, if you don't got kids in school, my kids are all out there. You ain't going to get that survey.
Well, I think the schools were one aspect of where they were distributed.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember it was on the website. Several of us elected officials, we shared it. I think the chamber came in here and told folks, it's online, here's where you can go. And I can't remember, I don't know if you remember the total number of participants. It was a fairly sizable for a survey.
It was somewhere around
800. Yeah. Which for a survey of any size is a decent return. Usually those just do not get filled out.
So when's the plan to have the pool taken down then?
I don't have an answer for that. I'm not on the park board. I'm not involved in those meetings.
Okay. Well, why advertise it in the newspaper if nobody knows the date that it's going to be torn down?
Supposedly, I did see.
It wasn't the Warren Tribune this past Saturday.
I heard it was in the Niles Times today. Up in Wharf, in the upper corner. I haven't read it.
I don't know why. I mean, we're all...
Somebody questioning, is there a date set on
no.
any... So, why? How would they get that? Why would that be published?
You'd have to ask the reporter who wrote the story. It wasn't an advertisement from the city's perspective. It was a reporter writing a story from a meeting, and that's out of our hands.
Yes, that was strange. Turning this back off again.
So, is there a plan date as of now?
I know that's always been the plan, was to look to demolish that pool. I mean, I it was closed because of fire. We all know that. This is the first I've heard about putting pickleball.
No, but did you see where it says the park, the building, swimming pool and building are removed? And pickleball is going in there?
Ms. Simmons, do you have any other questions or comments about this? Okay, thank you. Anybody else like to address now, City Council? Yes, sir.
Chuck Johnstone, 125 Sheridan Avenue. The last meeting, I kind of beat up Mr. Crowley pretty bad. And since that meeting, Mr. Crowley's been in touch with me a couple of times. In fact, he's at the house today. I didn't mean to come across so strongly as I did, but I appreciate the effort that he's done. He's brought some reports to me and shown the effort that he's making in my neighborhood alone, and that has really impressed me somewhat. Hopefully, the outcome can be handled quite quickly, too. I don't know how fast he's got to get it through the courts and how fast these problems can be addressed, but I just wanted to say thank you for the quick response, and I really did appreciate it. I have one other thing I'd like to ask. I know the city wants to be proactive, and I'm probably going to step on some toes here, and I hope some of these people don't really get upset about this, but why aren't we doing more about cats in this city? The cats roam so free in my neighborhood. My house smells like a litter box. Somebody has to tell me why these cats can't be licensed, why the owners can't keep these cats on their own property. You have a dog in the neighborhood, you got to walk that dog down the street, you got to have a plastic bag with you. You got to make sure that you clean up after that dog. That dog's got to have a license. I don't have a dog. I really don't. But you got to have a license, you got to make sure it's got shots, These cats roam the neighborhood. You don't know whether they got shots or not. You have no idea.
Well, I guess I'd be curious to know how many of those are feral that do not have homes. I mean, we have three cats. They don't leave the house, mercifully.
She has two cats, and they don't leave the house. But, I mean, they're all over the neighborhood. They really are. Whether someone owns them or not, I really don't know. But we don't have a dog catcher anymore. We don't have anybody to actually clean them up.
I presume the county still has resources that, if you were to reach out, they might be able to come and set some traps of some type, or an APL. I know there's a wonderful human being at PetSmart. It's Westside Cats, I think, is the name of the organization. She's devoted her life to rescuing cats for a multitude of reasons, finding them homes, getting them fixed, et cetera, et cetera.
And he's not doing it for free, too. If you catch them or anything, they'll fix them. That's the problem. They repopulate so fast.
Yeah, I understand that. I really do. But, I mean, I know some of them are owned by people in the neighborhood. And if you're not going to take care of the cat, you're not going to take care of your animals, you shouldn't be allowed to have them, first of all. But I don't want my house to smell like mothballs. I don't want my house to smell like ammonia to try and keep these cats off my property. My wife does an excellent job of taking care of our property as far as her flowers and everything. Her flower boxes just look like litter boxes. They really literally do. And it's disgusting. But if we're going to be a proactive city, maybe there's some way that we can actually turn this around and make... I'm sure the cats have to have a license. Am I correct?
They do not.
They do not.
Well, listen,
I'm surprised some dog owner hasn't sued somebody for this.
Have you had a conversation with anybody with the city, I mean, providing an address so perhaps we could help out, help facilitate the issues you're having? It's one of those things, if we don't know there's an issue, we can't help you. So maybe if you'd be willing to provide, with privacy, obviously,
absolutely.
Some issues, we could try to move the needle for you. Because I understand your frustration. And you shouldn't have to worry. If you're taking care of your property, you shouldn't be beholden to somebody else's irresponsibility as pet owner.
I appreciate that. And again, I really just want to say thank you to Mr. Crowley. He's been there in the past for me. Whenever I've called, he's been there. But the neighborhood's really getting to be pretty bad. I mean, it really is. And some of the issues he has, I understand he doesn't know how to deal with them. And we talked about that today. And actually, he set up a meeting for the mayor and I on in next week or so. Hopefully, we can get something accomplished. But I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else like to address now City Council? If not, let's move forward with legislation, please. What committee reports? Can you take care of those already?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Draft number 20-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing the vacation of a portion of Long Alley.
Move to suspend.
Second. Move to suspend by Marquez, seconded by Lastic. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt by Lastic, seconded by Marquez. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 2020 has been adopted under suspension.
Draft number 28-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing the service director to issue a request for qualifications to hire a consulting firm for the CDBG program and declaring an emergency.
I'm going to need someone to make a motion to amend this piece of legislation.
Make a motion to amend.
Second.
Okay, motion by Cantola, seconded by Salido. Have we finalized the verbiage we're going to use?
Yeah, request for qualifications and enter into a contract. Bill Sandler?
Yeah.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 2820 has been amended.
Move to suspend.
Move to suspend by Marquez.
Second.
Seconded by Lastic. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved to adopt by Marquez.
Second.
Seconded by Smith. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 2820 has been adopted via suspension.
Draft number 29-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the service director to advertise for bids and or enter into contracts for the True West Park East State Street resurfacing project and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Motion to suspend by Cantola, seconded by Lastick. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Okay. Moved to adopt by Cantola, seconded by Lastick. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 2920 has been adopted via suspension.
Draft number 30-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the fire chief or his designated representative to prepare and submit an application and enter into agreements for grant money to assist in purchasing needed supplies for the fire stations and declaring an emergency.
Move to suspend.
Second.
Motion to suspend by Marquez, seconded by Cantola. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Move to adopt by Marquez, seconded by Cantola. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 3020 has been adopted via suspension.
Draft number 31-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the fire chief or his designated representative to prepare and submit an application and enter into agreements for the Ohio EMS grant for reimbursement of medical supplies and declaring an emergency.
Move to suspend.
Second.
Move to suspend by Marquez, seconded by Salito. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Moved to adopt by Marquez, seconded by Lastick. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 3120 has been adopted through suspension.
Draft number 32-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the fire chief or his designated representative to prepare and submit an application and enter into agreements for the Ohio Fire Marshal's grant for reimbursement for an inspector's class completed in 2019 and declaring an emergency.
Move to suspend.
Second.
Move to suspend by Marquez, seconded by Cantola. Questions or comments?
Just a quick comment from the audience. These last three grants are just something our fire chief and his department are doing to go out for bids so that we can replenish some supplies. They're smaller number of grants, but they're important to the city. And all we're doing up here in passing this legislation is allowing them to go out and request to get the grant. We haven't gotten any of these. This is our request, allowing him to request from these companies to get the grants into the city. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Please call. Roll call.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Second. Moved by Marquez, seconded by Cantola. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lassick.
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton.
Yes.
Mr. Profato.
Yes.
Mr. Cantola.
Yes.
Ms. Marquez.
Yes.
Ms. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Salito.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 3220 has been adopted via suspension.
Draft number 33-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the disposal of the Light Department's 1985 Cat Tow Motor by internet auction of certain obsolete item no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Motion to suspend by Smith, seconded by Cantola. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic.
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton.
Yes.
Mr. Profato.
Yes.
Mr. Cantola.
Yes.
Ms. Marquez.
Yes.
Ms. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Salito.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
What was that by Smith?
Second.
Seconded by Cantola. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic.
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton.
Yes.
Mr. Profato.
Yes.
Mr. Cantola.
Yes.
Ms. Marquez.
Yes.
Ms. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Salito.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 3320 has been adopted through suspension.
Draft number 34-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance amending section 121.07 backflow prevention devices of the codified ordinances of the City of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Second. Moved to suspend by Smith, seconded by Lastic. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic.
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton.
Yes.
Mr. Profato.
Yes.
Mr. Cantola.
Yes.
Ms. Marquez.
Yes.
Ms. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Salito.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved to adopt by Smith.
Yes.
Seconded by Mr. Salito. Questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic.
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton.
Yes.
Mr. Profato.
Yes.
Mr. Cantola.
Yes.
Ms. Marquez.
Yes.
Ms. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Salito.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 3420 has been adopted via suspension. That concludes tonight's legislation. Time now for miscellaneous remarks, and I have none. Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, real quick, today we have the Strappers Rally at Eastwood Mall. There was a great turnout, a couple hundred community members from not only Niles, but Allen, Weathersfield, Trumbull County. A great turnout. Many of our local elected officials and state officials were in the audience today. And we did recognize the work the City of Niles is doing, the letters from my office, the resolution from the City Council to support the Strappers and save the Strappers. And then finally, after the last council meeting, we did have a billing issue concern. And the next couple of days, we went back to the office, we followed up with that resident. It had a little development session between the administration, the billing office, all of the employees of the billing office. We called in NECO and used that account as a learning tool for breaking down monthly, daily usage to the hour and to the hour. When we did that, that customer's bill was all actual usage. That's what we're seeing in a majority of our water bills. Now that we have the system almost fully implemented and upgraded, anytime there is an actual read, that's actual water that goes through that meter. And we have the ability, and we are going to begin to sit with these customers if they have a concern and break it down to them if they want to the gallon that's used. It was really interesting to see that technology can provide that data for our residents. Again, we know our issue, and that's that small amount of estimates that we're trying to work through, trying to get NECO and our people into those homes to rectify those estimates, whether it be via meterhead, new meter, a bad connection, an MOU on the outside of the house. But again, first thing that those people have to do, first thing we need to tell our constituents, look at the bill, make sure there's an ACT on there, actual reading. If it's actually read, if there's an ACT on that bill, that is all water uses. That is all going through that meter. And when we sat with this gentleman to show him that, to explain to him that, you know, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're using 200 gallons. How you're doing that or why your usage is so high, that's on, we don't know the lifestyle that those people live. We don't know, you know, maybe they're taking hour showers. I don't know. But our system is accurate. I'm confident in saying that, especially after our recently completed billing audit. Everything is being charged what it should be. Everything, those charges, those rates are accurate in the system, and everything that shows actual on a statement is actual water usage. So if there are any discrepancies, again, all it takes is a phone call down to us. We will sit with that customer, verify their entire month's usage, and again, what goes through that meter is not, that's on the property owner, that's on the homeowner. We have no control of that.
So it would not, I'm justified to say, it's not the meters that have sat in there so long that would cause any of this.
No.
So if somebody questions that.
No, absolutely not. If there is a bad meter, a bad connection, a bad wire, a bad MOU, it will register in the system as an estimate. It will show a no read within the system. So we have the ability to track that. Those people, again, who are getting estimates, we are working to try to schedule appointments, to try to get them a new meter head, a new MIU, whatever it may be, so that there are actual reads shown on their utility statement. But all of our collectors are up and running. They're picking up on the bill. On this gentleman's statement, he had three different collectors around the city picking up his reads. So every day was actually read. It was being picked up by a collector, and you know which being used is, you know, on the property owner. So again, if there are concerns, by all means, direct them down to us. We have the ability to break that down by month, by day, by hour to the gallon, and we will do that for our utility customer.
Please don't misconstrue it. Public comments are complete for the night. If you want to speak after the meeting with some folks, feel free to do so. We'll have that conversation. Apologies if this came off the wrong way. Anything else, Mr. Mayor?
That's it.
Mr. Flair?
In addition to what the mayor said, we are also sending out notices to individuals whose meters aren't getting actual readings, that we're picking up that there are estimated bills. We're sending notices to them to please come in, schedule an appointment so our customer service rep can get out to your property, find out what the problem is with that meter, why it's not reading, and get the repair done. So we're trying to do everything we can to eliminate these estimates of any kind.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kent, please.
No comment.
Chief Holland, I have to tell you, you have become much more handsome since last time.
He would like to hear that.
Other than that, no comment.
Chief Kent?
No comment.
Philip?
No comment, Ryan.
Mr. Toledo?
No report tonight.
No report. You're also handsome as well.
Oh, thank you. How am I a bigger?
Mr. Figueredo? Mr. Stands right?
Just real quick. Paul, we call him Tall Paul. I can never pronounce his name right. He passed, just went by now. He passed his ABC test. He will be a class 1 operator. He has done he has to take that information about the comments to the EPA, and they will in turn send him back a certification notice. The other thing is we ran wires into the McKee Street pump station today. We're going to fire that up on Friday to test all the pumps, and come Tuesday it goes online. So that's fine about that.
One more quarter, John.
Thank you. And send along congratulations. As we say all the time, anytime our city employees go out and better themselves with training, certifications. That makes the city better. So thanks for that. Mr. Lass.
Yes, I just respond to Chuck's comment about the cats. I don't know if Barry was on 21 years ago, not 16 now, but 21 years ago. I was in the audience thinking about running for God. I probably shouldn't have that after that.
Sure, here.
We had something on legislation. We were going to do something about cat license, spay, whatever they were going to do, all this. They brought a group, the largest group ever saw it. Cats are people too.
Thank you.
Anybody remember that?
Yes.
I could not believe the group that was here. They had lawyers from Columbus. And I never saw another piece of legislation after that night. That's the time. Ryan did bring up, you could have them trapped, but they say they're the hardest. I don't know why, they're not smart.
If I have them trapped, am I responsibility for that way?
No, you call them. They put it on, you put it up, they come and get them. You can't do anything with their... Anyways, but it was the most powerful group that have been here for a while. Cats are people too. Philip, will you go back and see what year that was? I think it was 1900, probably.
Probably about 10 years ago.
Enough said.
Mr. Rafato.
Tough act to follow. I had no comment.
I know how I feel usually in that scene. Mr. Cantola.
No comment, thank you.
Ms. Marquez.
No comment.
Ms. Smith.
No comment.
Mr. Salido.
Nothing.
Nothing. I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Lasting, seconded by Profato. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to adjourn. Thank you for attending. Please drive home.